All right, 8 seconds on the play clock for the second period now. 15-6 the score. Panthers up to start things off here. It'll be Glacier Bear ball from the far side. Stegan is going to inbound this to Cowart. Cowart puts the ball on the floor, comes near side. Nice screen by Stewart. She's going to get called for
moving screen.
Moving screen and turn the ball over. That's going to be Stewart's first foul.
So Hanson up the court with the ball. Panthers crosses half court, calls play. Looks right. Dribbles right. Backs up now. Waiting for a cutter. Can't find anybody open to pass. Back toward the center court. Calling another play. Dribbles to the right. Picks up the screen by Mackey. Now back to her left again. Top of the key. Backing up. Same pattern. Waiting for a cutter. Finds Nicole Mackey underneath. Mackey up. No good. Straight up and down.
Rebound. There's Larson pulls it out of traffic.
Should
and then
fouled by McCloskey. Her second foul of the game.
And that'll turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears or keep possession of it as Cowart's going to inbound from the far side into Stegan. No pressure in the backcourt. 7:30 to play in the second period, 15-6. Stegan hands off to Cowart. Cowart puts the ball on the floor, comes near side. That ball is pass intended for Stegan, almost knocked away. She keeps it. Stewart is going to
also
travel with the ball as she's pressured by double teams by the Panthers here. Substitution.
As Piedenon enters the game for McCluskey, who's going out with two fouls.
And over on the Haynes side, Swinton comes back into the game. And so does Wing. And Krager and not Cowart, but Larson come out for a breather.
And Hanson runs the Panther offense again, backs up now. To the top of the key. Continues to call play in and out. Taking a drive, coming back out, keeping her dribble. Not close to the guard. Now she finds a cutting Vaughn. Almost took an extra step.
Yep.
In the key, back out to Hanson. Now dribbles around. She's going to make her own drive into the key. Trying to find a cutting Dior Vaughn, but Dion stops short. The ball bounces out of bounds.
Good defense by the Glacier Bears on that possession, creating the turnover there as Swinton's going to bring it across half court for the Glacier Bears. Top of the key, she's going to fire just inside the three off the back of the iron. No good.
Long rebound brought in by Hanson. Waiting for her team to move up court, which it does. She follows suit, dribbles to the right, now driving in. But before she can put up a shot.
Foul on the floor. Going to be on the Glacier Bears. Number 33, Swinton. And that's going to be her first foul.
So Craig will inbound underneath its own basket.
And that is the fourth team foul for the Glacier Bears here.
Craig's point guard will inbound. Run their inbound play, looking for Denon. Finds Denon out near the three-point line. Denon back for the top of the key to Mackey. Mackey turns around, dribbles backward, half court. Ball tipped away by Haynes, recovered by Hanson, who dribbles quickly now in the middle of the key. And another whistle call from the referee underneath the basket.
A lot of touch fouls being called here, so kind of keeping this thing under control. That'll be Stegan's
number three
first foul of the game.
She'll come out.
Substituted out is Stegan. Into the game is
Zanow. As Craig inbounds, finds Mackey underneath the just away from the basket, puts the shot up, foul on the attempt. So I think Nicole Mackey will get two shots here.
This foul is going to be on the Glacier Bears, number 15, Cowart, her first.
Mackey shot off the rim, no good.
Glacier Bears 16 fouls for the Panthers, too, with 6:17 remaining to play in the first half. 15-6 the score, Panthers up.
And second shot by Nicole Mackey up and through, made one of two. As Haynes brings the ball up court. Ball now moving to the right side of the key.
Swinton gets tied up, hands it off to Zanow. Zanow comes far side, goes baseline, double teamed, kicks it out to Cowart up to back up top to Swinton. Swinton makes a move inside, across the free throw line, and again a reaching foul. This time on the Panthers, Hanson.
Her first.
And that puts the Glacier Bears in the bonus, so we're going to go to the free throw line and shoot a 1-on-1. Swinton will do the honors for the Glacier Bears.
Refs at this point not putting up with any textbook fouls. So.
Nope. Calling it tight. And Swinton's first trip to the free throw line here is up and no good, just short.
Denon brings down the rebound, finds Hanson, so Craig will reset it in an offense. Hanson crosses half court, comes to the top of the key, no one guarding her, puts the shot up and good. 3-point bucket right through the bottom of the net for Aspen Hanson.
As Swinton will bring it across half court for the Glacier Bears. Puts the ball on the floor to Coward up to Wing. Wing down low to Swinton in the corner. Puts the ball on the floor, goes inside. Nothing doing there. Backs out to Coward, back to the corner. Swinton goes baseline. 5-footer, no good. Outside. Rebound Panthers.
Stripped away by Denon as Hanson sees the pass. Again, top of the key off to the right now. Back to Denon. Down inside to Dior Vaughn. Vaughn turns, dribbles in. Clicks up her dribble. Vaughn. Hanson's top key, dribbles into the free throw line. Now back out to Hanson again. Top of the key. Open. No shot. Given off to Mackey, who gets fouled.
Foul's going to be on the Glacier Bears. Looks like number 20, Larson.
No. Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Number 13, I'm sorry.
Okay,
Zanow. Excuse me.
And that's her first foul. Team's 8. And substitution, Cowart is going to come out for the Glacier Bears now. And into the game is Gross again after a breather.
And Denon sits down for the Panthers, replaced by McCluskey. As Mackey's first shot up and good, free throw.
She'll get a second attempt now. 20-6 the score.
Second shot up. And again, good. Up. Lane violation. So even though the shot went in, not counted, Craig stepped over the line as Hanson come in now for breather, replaced by Barlow.
And Swinton across half court for the Glacier Bears. And dribbles near side to Larson. Larson looks to go underneath the Gross. Can't find her, though. And getting tied up, then puts the ball on the floor. Lays it up and in. Takes it
strong
to the hoop.
Mm-hmm. Mackey will take over ball handling duties with Hanson on the bench. She finds McCluskey on the near side. McCluskey sets up for the three-point shot. And good shot. McCluskey unguarded down the bottom of the net. So Craig now at 23. Haynes 8. With 4 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
And Swinton's going to fire a 5-foot jump shot. It's no good, but she's going to get fouled as she goes to the hoop with it. And that foul's going to be on the Craig Panthers.
Barlow, her second foul. Craig starting to pile up some personal fouls.
And Swinton to the free throw line. And first one's good. Makes it 23-9. And Swinton will get a second attempt here at the free throw line with 4:08 on the play clock in the first half. Shot's no good, and it's going to roll out of bounds.
As Gross and McCluskey battle for the ball, but neither one of them could reach it. So, ball out of bounds off the rim. Craig will take possession as Alicia Barlow dribbling across midcourt now, facing a 2-3 zone by the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. As McCluskey gets the ball, looking at 3-point range, back to Mackey. Ball tipped away.
Gross gets a handle on that pass.
Vaughn ties up Gross, and see a jump ball. Possession arrow going to Craig.
Good defensive pressure there by Gross, trying to intercept that pass.
McCluskey underneath the basket, running the inbound play. Trying to find Nicole Mackey. Lost the ball.
Zanow.
Mackey picks it up, and a quick foul on the loose ball, I think against Zanow.
Nice effort by Zanow trying to get that ball, but she gets more than just the ball. And that's on
number 20?
Wing, 23. And that's going to be her second foul. And that sends Mackey to the line.
Back to the line for Mackey. And shot is up, no good. Misses the front end of the 1-on-1. Haynes recovers the rebound.
Winton pulls it in for the Bears. Comes across half court. And a foul called on the Panthers. That's tough.
Barlow, her third foul. Now, Craig definitely racking up a lot of fouls here, so Coach Hanson's going to have the wheels turning in his head to keep his players moving in and out.
That's going to send Swinton to the free throw line for two shots here, or one shot, and she nails it.
as Hansen coming back in now for Barlow.
Makes it 23-10, Panthers up by 13 with 3:51 in the second period. Swinton's going to get a second free throw attempt here. And this one doesn't find the bottom of the net, rolls out, rebound Panthers.
As Hansen back to her ball handling duties, coming across top of the key, going to take the shot, three-point shot's up, and again, good. Hansen shooting very well from three-point range this evening. Provides Craig a 16-point lead.
And here comes Swinton across half-court far side. She's going to fire a 12-footer, just short, no good. Rebound Vanow on the putback, no good, but she's going to get hacked as she goes up for that shot. Foul's going to be on the Panthers.
Skylar Burnham first.
And that'll send Zanow to the free throw line for the first time today. And her first attempt is no good. Substitution for the Haynes Bears. 23 wing comes out, and Stegan, number three, comes back in. And Zanow's second attempt is good.
26-11, yep. Craig leading the Haynes Glacier Bears as Aston Hansen off now to Burnham and finds Devon inside, then back out across the key to Hansen. Long two-pointer up and good. Hansen's got good form tonight.
She nailed it. 28-11 as Swinton's going to bring it across half court for the Bears. Comes right, goes left, turns around, then drives right. Going to fire a 10-footer, and she nails that. Nice shot there inside the three for Swinton to keep pace with the Panthers. Makes it 28-13.
2 minutes, 48 seconds left. McCluskey fakes the shot from 3 points. Takes a dribble. Quick dribble, one dribble in. Takes a shot up and good for Kimber McCluskey.
Swinton brings it out across half court, dribbles near side down the line, going baseline, then stops and bounce passes out to Stegan. Stegan over to Zanow, hands it off. Zanow comes right, then back up top, loses the ball on the floor now, picks it up, gives it off to Stegan. Stegan's going to fire a long ball, no good. Swinton's right there to put back, no good. Rebound, Panthers, as Gross tried to get a handle on it.
And Mackey recovers it. Gross ties her up. Jump ball. Possession arrow now in the direction of
Glacier Bears will take possession of this one.
Hang on to it. Haynes with a height advantage right now in between these two rosters and able to bat the ball around a bit.
Stegan to Swinton fires a 10-footer. No good. Rebound Panthers. And then Gross steps in and ties her up for a jump ball call.
So it'll be going Craig's way this time.
2:06. Remaining on the play clock, 30-13, the score. Glacier Bears down here.
As Aston Hansen now off to the right to McCluskey behind the three-point line. Takes a shot, one dribble in, picks up her dribble back to Hansen, top of the key. Back to Burnham in the wing, now Vaughn in the middle. 12-footer up, no good.
Zanow tries to reach in there, then Larson comes in and takes the ball away, jump ball. Called possession will go to the Glacier Bears for this one. And I missed Larson subbing in. So Zanow is going to sub out. And Cowart's coming in for the Glacier Bears.
Went off to Stegan. Stegan dribbles from the near side.
Bounce pass inside. Intended for Larson. Panthers take that away. Scrap on the floor. And there's Stegan on top of
Burnham
for a jump ball call this time. Panthers are going to get it.
A minute and 27 seconds left in the second period here. Craig 30, Haynes 13. Hansen again bringing ball up court. Looks for a pass, finds Nicole Mackey in the wing. She dribbles in. On dribble, picks up her dribble, then off to Burnham. Back to Nicole Mackey. Dribbles for the top of the key. McCluskey on the near side. Now to Hansen on the wing. Behind the three-point line, guarded closely now. Hansen moves to her right, a couple of dribbles, tries to get the shot up, no good.
I think Gross blocked. Got a hand on that.
Good shot block effort by Haynes. Is that Gross?
That was Gross. Got a hand on that, yep.
Ball inbound now to Hansen down there at the baseline. Engages the dribble, moves up to the near side on the wing, backing up. Not closely guarded, taking her time, looking for a screen. Goes right, passes on the give and go into
nice
Bond, who puts the ball up, rolls around the rim, falls in.
Nice cut here. Swinton brings it across half court, trying to match that, answer that Craig back bucket. from the free throw line. She fires and nails it.
She's shooting well tonight.
She is, just like she did last night. So making up most of these Glacier Bear 15 points so far in this game with 28 seconds remaining in the first half.
Hanson again, ball at half court, finds Burnham. Burnham fake pass, now finds Devon. Down close to the far baseline, back up to Burnham. Near the top of the key, now to Hanson. Reset things. Takes the drive and finds Vaughn and the key. Ball knocked away. Recovery throw by Vaughn. Almost double dribble. She will be called for the double dribble. So,
yeah, good pressure by Gross.
Yep. Gross is doing fine work out there.
7 seconds remaining on the clock. It's going to be Glacier Bear ball and a press on in the backcourt by the Panthers. Swinton breaks it across half court from the left side. She's got daylight going to the hoop strong. Lays it up and in.
Wow.
Banks it off for the last bucket of the half.
That was an impressive run with the ball. Dribbled left hand all the way down.
And then laid it up. She did not slow down a bit. And she had to take, she went in hot and laid it high and it went in. It
She's
was nicely done.
Confident about her shooting tonight.
That's going to do it for the first half of this ball game. Your Craig Panthers 32, Haynes Glacier Bears 17. Give you a quick rundown of the scoring here for the Glacier Bears at halftime. Let's see here. Get you the Glacier Bears scores here. Stegan's got two. Got Zanow with one. Cowart with two. Larson with four. And Swinton with 10. And that'll do it for the half. We'll turn it over back to KHNS, and we'll take a halftime break here. We'll see you in 9 minutes.